Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. And please. Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, please let me know. I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can hear me, I don't know if you're able to hear me this morning or not. Okay, great. I'm glad you can hear me now. Great. Thank you so much. And thanks a million for your patience. As I, you know, as I was starting, I want to thank you so much because, you know, this is a, it's a beautiful experience for me to have the opportunity to have this podcast. And sometimes it's a bit of a challenging experience, but I seem to, with your help, able to work through this. So I want to thank you so much, and thank you for your patience as I am growing in this this particular platform of media. I want to encourage you, step out on faith. As you can see, even when you don't have everything exactly the way you want it, or you may not have all the pieces in place, I want you to be courageous, to be bold, and put your head up, put your shoulders back, and step out on faith and never be afraid to do something because you may make a mistake. Because sometimes I want you to know, as I am learning, you can often learn from the errors that you make. And that's when it's not a waste. It is actually sometimes something that can be added to you. So thank you for sticking with me during this podcast. This is a live podcast, and I want to encourage you, step out on faith. You know, even if you have some doubts about what your purpose is and you're looking for that precision, step out on faith. Take on that challenge and keep asking yourself, am I on point? And dig deeper. What am I called to do? What do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? What have I set aside because it didn't happen the first time I tried? Often we do not step out on faith because we're waiting for everything to be absolutely perfect. So here we are this morning and this afternoon, this evening, wherever you are listening to our podcast. I want to talk just a bit in this podcast about fast tracking. Yeah, fast tracking. It's amazing that when you fast track something, it could be personal development. It could be a project that you're working on. I want to emphasize in this podcast that there is a fast track to success. Yeah, there is a fast track to being able to accomplish what you set out to do. And one of the ways that I have found, and I'm speaking personally, through fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Fasting. Simply, and in this podcast, we're specifically talking about and we're discussing and looking into biblical or spiritual fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you fast without reading the word and praying, guess what? You're simply on a diet.
Mm-hmm.
You're just abstaining from some particular thing that you enjoy. It could be television. It could be several things. It could be, of course, eating. But what I would like for us to really look at today in this podcast is fasting. It's a fast track to success. If I could share a story with you, you know, I'm quite a storyteller, but I've had a couple of memorable experiences with fasting. One of them was when I was about 9 or 10 years old. Yes, just a little girl growing up in Chicago, going to church at a little church on 55th and State Street. And the name of this little church was Granderson Temple Church of God in Christ. Yeah, I was just a 9-year-old girl attending this church, and I just loved it so much. It was always something positive that they had for us to do and to keep us active and keep us spiritually grounded. They took a great interest in us as children. So they had designed a fast, and it was basically just a 3-day fast. And I fasted as well, because when the pastor gave the instructions on how to fast, I took it to heart. I felt that he was talking to me as well. I didn't look at it like, oh, that's for the adults or that's for someone's grandmother. No, I jumped right in there, and I started fasting as well. That was really one of my greatest and most memorable introductions to fasting. And we'll get a little bit more into what is fasting, when should we fast, and why should we fast. So my next, the one that really strikes me again, is I attended a church called a fast during a church revival. It was a 3-day fast. And before we began the fast, please listen to this example that I'm sharing. Before he called the fast, a lady stood up and said, during this fast, I would like for the church to pray for my mother who has lost her sight. I want you to pray for my mother. And so during the fast, I kept that in mind, to pray for this woman's mother. And the name of this church was Restoration Revival Center, located in a little town called Moss Point, Mississippi. Yeah. And so I got on this fast, and I joined in with the fast. So 3 days of abstinence from all food. Yeah, just water. I'm not making any recommendations. I am just sharing my story with you. And so when I felt like getting off the fast, I thought about this woman that needed prayer. She needed intercession to receive her sight. And I also thought about a story in the Bible, and I'll paraphrase it. There's a story in the Bible where Jesus was attending a wedding, and they ran out of wine. Some are familiar with this story. And they ran out of wine, and so some men brought him, I'm going to use the term barrels, but, you know, receptacles that were full of water. And they brought these receptacles full of water to Jesus. They were big, huge, we could say, you know, big, big gallons. And Jesus miraculously turned the water to wine. Guess what? I thought about those men that carried those receptacles to Jesus to have this miracle performed. And that kept me, believe it or not, that kept me on track with the fast, because I thought, oh, my God, I want to be part of this miracle. So I continued on my fast. Well, lo and behold, the woman did come to church, and she gave a testimony, and she did receive a miraculous healing. And since then, I've always felt a part of whenever I'm in a group fast, participating with a fast with other people, and especially if we're fasting for a particular reason, I say, wow, I want to be part of this miracle, even if I'm just carrying the barrel to Jesus for him to perform the miracle. So my point here is that fasting played an important role in my life, and fasting can play an important role in your life. And you probably have some stories about fasting. I'll share one more story with you before we move on. I was in the process of moving overseas, and the church was on a three-day fast here in Alexandria, Virginia. And we had been on a three-week fast, a 21-day fast. And during this 21 days, I received an offer to move overseas and work in Europe. And someone at the church said, why don't we just continue this fast for another 3 weeks? And so we fasted for 6 weeks. And, of course, there were parameters set in place. It was basically a Daniel fast, which some of you realize that's just the elimination, basically, of meat and meat products. So I've had some experiences with fasting, and I'm sure you have too. But as a result, this was the longest. This is my point on this one. This was the longest fast that I had participated in. It was 6 weeks. But guess what? Began to move so rapidly as I was transitioning and relocating to Europe. So we're talking about a fast track. Fasting can help you to move your progress and even your development along faster. Fasting can also produce healing. Miracles can give you direction. You can grow closer to God, and there can be a greater awareness. There is so much that happens when we fast. Fasting, a fast track to development and progress. So are you fasting for a purpose? Are you fasting for a spiritual revival? Is it a 21-day fast, a 10-day fast, a 3-day fast? These are things that you'll have to determine. So fasting is basically, talking about a spiritual fast now. It's abstaining from food. It's abstaining also sometimes from other things. People fast from secular television, music. They only watch biblically based or faith-based movies, listen to uplifting, often Christian gospel music. In other words, they are fasting from several things in their life to keep them focused. And as I mentioned early on, when you fast, if it's a spiritual fast, then it must include godly reading, things that will uplift you, and prayer. That's the way to make it. That's the way to make it. And then you can fast in order to get focused. I'll give you another example, a personal story of mine. Sometimes I get quite a few goals, and I'm sure you do too. This is why we're here together on this podcast today, because we really want some keys, some techniques, some tools on how to accomplish things, perhaps, that we've even put on the back burner, something that we left in the previous year that we want to bring into this year, but this time we want to get it accomplished. So fasting can be a fast track to success, the personal development, and completing various projects. So this fasting, it needs to include certain things. First of all, if you're on any type of medication, check with your doctor. Yeah, some people, they cannot go without food for a particular period of time. So fasting, it can be an intermittent type of fasting. As some say, well, I'm going to fast from food. I won't eat until noon, and I won't eat after 7 p.m. That is also a type of fasting. Fasting. Choose a time frame. How to fast. Remember to add prayer. And where to fast. You know, there are very few limitations on where you should fast. For example, you're invited out and someone, and they're ordering something to eat, and you order, you say, well, I'm not able to eat at this time. I'm just going to have water. And that's going to look a little odd, but I want to share something with you. You can take this opportunity to share your faith in a very non-threatening type of a way. You can say, you know, right now I really have some projects that I'm trying to complete, and I decided that I'm going to abstain from food, and I'm not going to eat. I'm going to fast. And that may get someone's interest. You can begin to share this with them. There are very few limitations as to basically when you cannot fast. Like I said, of course, to your doctor. And then when you choose that time frame to fast, I have found that at the beginning of the year, that's a good time to kick off a fast. The beginning of the year. January is a good time. Or you could also practice this. You can fast. In addition to that, you can fast quarterly. You mean quarterly? Yeah. Every quarter in the year, set a time where you fast. And you can take a fast. For example, there is a fast where you can say for seven, this is a 21-day fast I'm talking about now. You can say for the first 7 days, I'm not going to eat until 9 a.m. And then you eliminate all meat products from your diet, from your eating plan. Eliminate all meat. So you say for 7 days, I'm not going to eat until 9 o'clock. I know this is broad, what I'm about to say. And then I'm not going to eat anything after 9 p.m. I know some of you are screeching, 9 p.m.? I don't eat that late. Sometimes I do. So just say, all right, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 0900 until 2100, a little military time in there. And so what you can do with that is, during that period, you're eating fruits and vegetables. Some include ginger ale. Some exclude all beverages other than water. But you're eating fruits and vegetables. You can do this. And then, say, for example, the next 7 days, you move it up. And you say, okay, I'm not going to eat until noon, and I'm not going to eat after 6 o'clock. So now you have a time frame of eating from 12 to 6. That other time, you're totally fasting. You can drink water, have liquids, but you're totally fasting. And then the last 7 days, move it to 3 o'clock. I'm only going to eat, say, for example, from 3 to 6 p.m. In other words, I'm only going to eat from 1500 to 1800. 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And you do that for the final 7 days. It is a challenge. And within that time, you incorporate prayer. You incorporate Bible reading, your holy reading time, watching things or things on programming that is centered toward your faith. There's so much that's available, not just on Facebook. On YouTube, you can find things on the various streaming networks. Yeah, that's a 21-day fast. And you can take that same pattern and modify it for a 3-day fast or a 10-day fast. How about that? How does that sound? So you can begin a fast at the beginning of the year, and then you can do it quarterly. And the benefit is that it will help you to get focused. It will help you to get focused. When I have projects, I have quite a few things on my plate. And when I find that I'm getting behind on my projects, if I take time and list those things that I need to do, and I take time to say, okay, I'm going to go on a fast, it helps me to focus. So it helps me to fast track, not just in my personal development and my growth and growing closer to God, but it helps me to accomplish the various projects that God has placed in my hands. Basically, your fast is simply abstaining from food for spiritual purposes. We're encouraged and we're expected to fast by the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants believers to fast. And sometimes we abstain from food, television, and there are other forms of entertainment during this time. How about that? Spending that time growing closer to God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of the entire universe. Getting focused and drawing so close to him. You will see some miraculous results from this time of fasting. Make it rich for you. Using the time to do what? To pray. To come and communicate with God. Reading the Bible and worshiping God. Thanking him. Having a spirit of gratitude. Yeah. So if you're not coupling, if you're not attaching prayer and Bible reading or faith-based reading, you're simply on a diet. But we're growing and we are going faster than that. And again, set your objectives. Why am I fasting? Is it for spiritual renewal, for guidance, for healing, for focus, for resolution of perhaps some problems? Maybe you need some special grace to handle some tricky situations in your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to clarify. Let him lead you and guide you. It humbles us as well, my beloveds. The Holy Spirit begins to stir in our soul and awaken us. Fasting can also bring revival to you as an individual, and it can bring revival to your church, to your place of worship. So, seek God. Ask him, how long should I fast? What type of fast should I undertake? And what are your physical, or listen at this part, or your social activities that could restrict you from fasting during a particular time? And I want to say something. It's not a sin. You don't get put into jail if you fall off of your fast, if you break your fast sooner than you expected. You can get right back on. Ask God to help you. He will. He'll help you. You know, fasting, it's also a purifying. Someone was waiting for this. It's a purifying period. It's a time when we can purify, we can just really bare our hearts to God, be open and honest, surrender everything fully to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because what? We are actually separating ourselves from our worldly nature, and we're drawing and meditate on the characteristics of God. Meditate on them. And don't underestimate how spiritual opposition may come. You know, so I've heard some say it. I've said it too. Oh, this is an easy fast. Just eliminate meat. I can do this. Yeah, I say sometimes. You try and buy one of those fast foods. Don't you underestimate spiritual opposition. So be strong. Prepare yourself and say, talk to yourself. I'm going to complete this. All right. This has been a great time. I hope that I've just shared just a few nuggets, just things that we have learned over the years, and just want to say hello. And I want you to know I'm praying for you. And I want to shout out to my beautiful mother, Dolores. I want to say hi to you, Mom. I want to shout out to Sean and Carolyn. I want to say hi to Marlon and Cheryl and Clarence and Stacy, and I want to say hi to Stephen, Nico, and Allie, and I want to say, oh, wow, I want to say hi to Jordan and Jesse, congratulations, Caleb and Maddie. I want to say hi to my granddaughter, Kayla, Lauren, Tandana, I love you all, Aunt Steen, Aunt Jewel, Aunt Rosemary, hello. Hi to my sister Jewel and Lily. I want to shout out to Robert, good morning, good evening, you know, whenever you're listening to it. Cameron, hi. I want to say hi to the family in Nebraska. Hey, Terry and Omo, I love you so much. Cynthia in Kansas. Hi, Dominique. I hope you're enjoying your vacation. Terry and Velma, I have no idea where you are in the world right now, but I know you're having a great time. But I want to thank you all for making this show possible. Thank you, Velma, so much. I want to say hi to Arnold this morning, and I want to shout out to Courtney, Anthony, and Kiafa. I want to give a special shout out to Roslyn and Youth Empowerment Services. It's a mentoring organization located in Charleston, South Carolina. Look it up. Check her out on her social media. It is Empowerment Services. It's called YES, Youth Empowerment Services. And check her out, Roslyn Fields, on her Facebook. And you'll see it'll be great. I want to shout out hi. I want to say hello today to Mama Joy. Mama Joy, it's so good for you to be with me today. I want to say hi to Ernestine, and I want to shout out to Collegiate Training Institute, Yuji and Michiko, you for that beautiful gift. I can't thank you enough. Pastor Linda Charleston, South Carolina, Queen Coach LaRussia.
90.
Wow, heal a woman, heal the world. I want to say hi to Dr. Randall Kane, a media genius. Judy, hi, Judy. Jackie, hey, Jackie, also known as Marie in Oklahoma. I want to shout out to Wanda. I want to shout out to Paula. I want to shout out to Joy. I want to say hi to those beautiful grandbabies. Hi, Denise in Kansas. Sheila, sending you a big kiss. I'm praying for you. The Lewis family, I want to give my condolences to my dear cousin. We lost one of our aunts this weekend. I want to say, Deborah, I'm praying for you, and I love you so much. I want to shout out to the Lewis family, the Sullivan family, the Mays in Arkansas, Yvonne in Danville, Virginia. Hey, Margareta. Hey, Gracie, Dina. Hello, Cynthia and Reno. Hi, how are you? All the military members, I love you. Joanne, Atlanta, Kimon, stay on track. I want to shout out to Betty in Ghana, Tony, Stephanie, Chloe, hey, Isaiah, Courtney, thank you for this outstanding microphone. I want to say hi, Coach Latorsha and Fabio. Hello, Gary and Stephanie, my trustees, James and Shatoya. Oh, I want to say hi, Helen, LaDonna, Tony, and Velveeta. Hello, I love you, Myrna in London, England. Hey, Bishop Jones, Liberia, West Africa, the Moorlands. Hi, Pastor Jane. Hello, I want to say hi, James and Tawana. Hey, Donna Hagler. I want you to know that I love you. I want you all to know that the best is yet to come. Hey.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.